Hi, it's Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Henry Helgeson, who is the CEO of Kayan. Henry, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Karen.
So both of us are in snowy Boston, rather disgusted with the state of the snow here, and hopeful for innovation that would keep the snow from piling up. That's not going to happen, but what is going to happen is a lot of innovation that will change how we pay for the towing and cleaning snow removal services that we all seem to need now in Boston. So let's talk a little bit about that. You and I were together a couple of weeks ago, and we were part of a panel discussion at an acquiring conference, and we covered a lot of ground with respect to the drivers and disruptions with respect to payments innovation. I'd love to get your thoughts on what you took away from that discussion. What do you think is really driving the direction of payments technology today?
It's a great question, but it's a very big question. And right now, I still think the same things that were valid 24 months ago are still a lot of the drivers. And that is, merchants are still looking for better ways to connect with the consumers, the gift loyalty, the offers, discounts, coupons, all of those on paper and plastic are broken. And it's an opportunity for us to fix it and help merchants better engage with consumers. But also, we still have these other clouds looming over the industry, which is EMV and security. And somehow, all of this connects as we go out and we start to work on the merchant's countertop to upgrade it. All of these things come together at the same time.
So what's a merchant to do?
It's a great question. And there's a lot of different answers. So I think for the, you know, what we're recommending to our merchants is they need to get educated on these things first. What is EMV? What's a good holistic approach to security? And what are some of these new things coming down the pipe? So for the merchants to make better buying decisions, they first have to understand all of this. And then they've got to look at how they're going to plan to implement all of these new technologies.
So, you know, one of the things that we debated as part of our discussion a couple of weeks ago was the prioritization of a number of these initiatives and this notion that, as you said, mobile introduces such an opportunity to reinvent the relationship with the consumer, and that's very exciting. At the same time, you've got the buzzsaw of security and the liability shift kind of facing merchants who really don't know in many cases how to sort it all out. What are they doing? What are you hearing from them with respect to their direction, their roadmap, and some of the things that are important to them?
So from our merchants right now, we're finally starting to hear that they do have a direction. You know, we've been pounding on the drum of semi-integrated solution now for a couple of years with our Genius platform. And merchants are starting to realize that semi-integrated solution like we've offered and some of our competitors have offered as well, that is the future, where we can go out and connect to the merchant's POS system, take them out of scope from PCI, secure them, give them a path to EMV, and at the same time enable them with NFC technology and allow them to have a path to upgrade to multiple other mobile payment solutions.
So they are being driven to that particular conclusion because they want it all and they want it to happen in the simplest way possible?
Well, I've got to say that most of our merchants don't want it all or either understand it all, but they want one piece of that. And when they understand that they either need an EMV solution or they need a way to better secure their countertop or they've got to accept Apple Pay, what we've done is we bundle it in the same solution. So even though they may not understand all of the complexity around payments and the future of payments, we provide a solution that actually allows them to get all of that with a single buy.
So that kind of leads me to my next question, which is, you know, the mix of options that are available. There are, you know, any number of mobile payment solutions. You know, certainly Apple Pay is top of mind. There's PayPal, there's Google Wallet, there are other things that are emerging. Then there are a number of enabling technologies like NFC, HDE, QR code, and who knows what's to come. Do you have a perspective on the winner?
You know, the way we're positioning ourselves and our products is that we don't have a crystal ball. We've certainly been fooled a couple of times by this changing mobile payments market. And what we're trying to do is build a platform that's flexible enough that we could do anything. And whether that's going to be QR code on the consumer's phone or QR code on the device on the countertop or HCE or regular NFC or you name it, our job is to abstract the complexity away from the merchants and the point of sale vendors and do that heavy lifting ourselves. So we're constructing and building a platform right now, or have built a platform, that allows merchants and POS vendors to get out of the fray and the fuzziness that is mobile payments and have a single solution.
You know, we've talked about this before, and that is, you know, everything in payments seems to take twice as long and cost twice as much. And I think from a mobile payment perspective, we've been talking about this for, you know, probably a decade. Do you think things will move faster now?
You know, I'm optimistic that we'll start to make the shift to mobile payments now here in 2015, or at least get a toehold on mobile payment for the average consumer. But what I'm not optimistic about is that 2015 is going to be the year where we grab all of this promise of offers, discounts, coupon, and loyalty on a single tap of your phone, because the integration work that needs to be done for that is still pretty complex, and it's going to take a while to get there. I think this is the year we'll see people on the bleeding edge start to implement that, but I don't think that will be mainstream, and I think that's the big driver of mobile payments. And you and I have talked about this before, where getting a credit card onto a phone at some point seems a little bit like a parlor trick, and the real value is being able to drive consumer behavior and message them, you know, individual offers to their phones. And I'm not sure 2015 is going to get us completely there yet, although we will start to see some solutions that do.
So a question on that, and I think, you know, there's the whole notion of tokenization and what Apple Pay has done to bring that, I think, to the forefront of both an innovative solution and also what merchants understand it to be in its usefulness. I've also heard merchants talk about how that can get in the way of deploying some of the loyalty solutions that are very important to them. Do you have a point of view on that?
You know, well, defining tokenization, we're really talking about more the Apple Pay solution here and not necessarily plastic card tokenization and security that goes along with that point-to-point encryption. But you're right, there is this tokenization that anonymizes the consumer does make it a little more difficult for merchants to offer their own loyalty programs because those payment credentials can change, and that does make it a little more challenging. And I debate whether or not that is actually going to benefit the issuers and being able to do issuer-based loyalty programs that they control, because the consumer is not anonymous to them and neither is the merchant. So it's going to be a little bit of a turf war here, too, with tokenization to see who really owns that product, that loyalty product with the consumer.
No, I agree with you. And I think that, as is the case in a lot of situations, it's not the technology that holds us back. It's sorting out some of the business issues and getting those things squared away in order for us to move forward. So I know Quest, we're very early into the year 2015, although it feels like it's zooming by. What do you think the most significant accomplishment we'll see in mobile payments will be this year, just based on what you've seen and heard so far?
You know, from what we're seeing and from our seats right now, it's surprising to see the traction that NFC has had in January of this year. More, I think I was even surprised, and I've been very bullish on NFC, say, the last 12 months, but to see the number of consumers that actually have iPhone 6 and the contactless payment volume we're seeing on the Genius platform, I think is pretty surprising to a lot of us here. And I think as the year progresses and we get to more clarity around what's going to happen with soft card and, you know, what Google may do down the road to enter the market, there are still a lot of NFC-enabled Android phones out there. As we upgrade to EMV, a lot of that's going to include NFC readers on the merchant's countertop. And I think it's going to be a very interesting year for NFC. And it will be very interesting to see how the other technologies we've talked about, be it QR or Beacon or some of these other empty hands type transactions, work out and can compete with the NFC giant.
Well, it'll certainly be an interesting year. I feel like it's one where there will be a lot of activity, and we'll certainly look forward to getting your perspective on it, since you see an awful lot of those transactions through the Genius platform that you guys have in market. Thanks, Henry, for joining me today.
Thanks for your time, Karen.